A Wolfboro woman found guilty of animal cruelty has escaped jail time, but she faces a hefty fine as well as strict limitations on how many dogs she can own in the future. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on Thursday's sentencing hearing in the case of Christina Fay.
The story of Christina Fay and her dogs is a story of sharp contrasts. There's the $1.5 million mansion where Fay lived with her 75 European Great Danes, these big, valuable dogs that during the trial she compared to works of art, Rembrandts and Van Goghs. She painted herself as a high-end breeder, set on improving the bloodline. And then there's what police found when they raided her home in June. The dogs living in squalid conditions, coated in their own waste, with many in need of immediate medical attention. After a week-long trial, Fay was found guilty on 10 counts of animal cruelty. During Thursday's sentencing hearing in Ossipee District Court, prosecutors argued that Fay had shown, quote, callous disregard for the care of these dogs. They asked a judge for jail time, but that was not awarded. Instead, Judge Charles Greenhall gave Fay a suspended sentence, but he also ordered that she permanently surrender all but one of the dogs. Fay will get to choose one and only one to keep as a pet. She was also slapped with a bill for nearly $800,000, the total cost of caring for the dogs while they've been in the state's custody. In the hallway afterward, Fay was composed but defiant before the television cameras.
It's all turned into sort of a salacious tabloid story, which is so inappropriate to begin with. There's so many untruths out there. I was vilified and convicted within moments when the story broke and told to be quiet for 6 months. That's a very difficult position to be in, very, very difficult. And my dogs are suffering, and that's something I live with every day.
During the trial, Fay repeatedly said the condition of her home was the result of a perfect storm, that she had recently lost most of her assistants and had injured her knee, making it hard to get around the large house. She said the case against her was
overblown, untrue, and profoundly unfair. Profoundly. Why is this adversarial? This is about the dogs. It's not them versus me. I've never had a bad word to say, and they have smeared me for 6 months. You know what? If I have that coming, I'll take it. But for what my dogs are going through, it's unconscionable and utterly unacceptable. So I ask you all to just pray for my dogs.
Those dogs, for now, will remain in the care of the Humane Society, where they've lived since the June raid. Fay and her lawyers say they will immediately appeal the verdict in the case. That could trigger a new trial in Superior Court. While that process plays out, Lindsay Hamrick with the Humane Society says the dogs must remain in temporary shelters and can't be adopted out to permanent homes. That's not the outcome anybody wanted.
So unfortunately, because the defendant is planning to appeal and pay a full bond, these dogs are now going to be stuck through the appeal process. And I think, unfortunately, we can't be surprised that she continues to not make decisions that are in the best interest of these dogs.
And so the dogs remain in limbo. Christina Fay remains in a legal battle, and a complex story continues on. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.